Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
16 years ago, we met a guy named Ramon Ray, and my life has been upside down ever since. Happy anniversary, baby. Ramon Ray, welcome back. Happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, Jim. Thanks so much for having me. It's so good to be here with you.
16 years you've been hanging out with me. What have you... When did things go wrong for you?
It's been a fun journey, brother.
It's been fun. We've enjoyed having you on the show. It's been great having you as a friend. Hey, Ramon, I need your website, please.
Absolutely. SmartHustle.com or RamonRay.com, but SmartHustle.com.
And the books are on both of those websites?
Absolutely. Celebrity CEO, the latest CEO, one all about fans and community.
Yep, that's the new one, folks, and I encourage you to follow him. And if you ever get invited to go to the Clubhouse, try to hang out with Ray. with Ramon. Hey, Ramon, one of the things that I want you to talk about now, because you're a social media expert, is the stuff that's been going on now for several months, but especially in the last couple of weeks, the crackdown on speech.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to start out by bringing up what we just got through talking about the Clubhouse app, which is an audio app. You said there's a moderator in all of those little groups that they get together in the Clubhouse. What is that moderator's attitude? I mean, is that moderator clamped down on speech if somebody doesn't say something the right way? What are the politics of the Clubhouse?
Sure, absolutely. I think this, Jim, and you can correct me on this, but I think for apps like Clubhouse and other apps, I think it's two divisions. There's people like you and I, individual, small people who have a right to talk about whatever we want, and we can moderate our own rooms. That, to me, is okay. We're private citizens, individuals.
Right.
But I think the bigger danger that I see, Jim, is when you talk to quote-unquote big tech and they start to silence large swaths of people.
Yes.
That, I think, is dangerous. And I think, to be clear to both Jim and I,
that's happening.
Anything that's
that's
evil, nefarious, and criminal. Right, exactly. We don't stand for Jim and I. But it's a fine line when you start to marginalize large groups of people for saying things that you don't like, or that may be even a bit nutty. Nutty should be okay in America, Jim.
Right. Well, what gets me is like the language they used that Twitter and Facebook and Amazon and Apple and Google did to take down Parler, which is concerted. It was all coordinated. The language they used was that they didn't like the way they approached they said some of the stuff that was being posted was dangerous or whatever, when we already know that there's more dangerous things than what was ever said on Parler on their own platforms, like on YouTube, on Twitter, on Google. And so who died and made them the speech gods? That's my question. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I think it's a good point. I think this is a very sad state for America, Jim. I think that America, one of the key principles we're founded on, right, is life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and freedom of speech. And when you don't have that, Jim, it's very dangerous. And I think taking places like Parler, for example, sure, could people always try to moderate better and et cetera? But as you said, on Facebook and all these platforms, whether you're talking about women, talking about blacks, talking about whites, you know, there's some nasty people talking about
stuff. And yet they're not taken down, and so it's purely political. And if people don't realize that that's a scary thing to happen, and Ramon, I'm going to tell you something right now, and I'm going to break a little bit of news here, not that anybody cares, but we've gone off of Facebook and Twitter. I haven't closed my accounts there, but we're no longer participating on Twitter or Facebook.
Let me ask a question.
I'm making a statement by doing that. I'm making a statement to them. To whatever degree they benefit from me, I've decided I don't want them to benefit from that. And if it hurts me, it hurts me. But I think I've got to. I feel like I've got to make a statement on that and take a stand. What do you think? Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask Jim, what is your advice for other small businesses? I know you did this, but I'm curious. Was this for Jim Blasingame and his company personally, or would you say all small businesses they would have considered
it? It's what I just said, and I'm not going to tell other people what to do because I do know there are small businesses who get a lot of revenue from those other companies,
right.
And I'm not going to tell them what to do, but I will tell you here's the sad part. No small business owner should have to decide, do I want speech or do I want business? In America, that should not be something anybody has to decide. What do you think? That's the indictment of them. If I have to decide between business and speech, what do you think?
No, that's powerful, Jim, and I think nobody should have to decide that. And I think that's the crux of the matter. And I think you said it very well. It's to a degree at today a very personal decision, and Jim, due to what his beliefs are and his company has said,
right.
I'm not going to do it. But we recognize millions of small businesses, if you cut that off, you can't eat. But I do think, Jim, as Jay Baer and others have said, this goes to show us, as you've talked for a lot of times, put your customer list on your own
property. That's exactly right.
No matter what platform you choose to go by, make sure you can own your own database because they can shut you off in a heartbeat. Then you're
seven years ago in my Age of the Customer book, I said you got to act like a duck. You got to migrate your people from your social media over to something you can control. There's no question about that. Hey, Ramon, I need your website again, please.
Absolutely, Jim. SmartHustle.com. People can go there and find out inspiration and education for their business. SmartHustle.com.
And if you ever get invited to the clubhouse, which I probably never will be, I encourage you to find Ramon on the clubhouse. Hey, Ramon, good job. Thank you for 16 great years. Come back soon.
Absolutely, Jim. Be blessed.
Thanks, buddy. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blyson. Stay with me.
Feeling like I ought to sleep.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.